State officials Monday announced a $750,000 grant for a precision manufacturing workforce development program in the greater Springfield area. The money will fund recruitment and training in the highly technical, highly skilled industry. State Senator Gail Kandaris of Wilbraham said there is an urgent demand for workers.
This is not the manufacturing of old. This is not standing on a cement floor in an inch of oil, stamping out metal parts all day. This is laboratory work. This is technical work. This is innovation. These are great jobs, high-paying jobs, benefit jobs with futures.
Employment specialists estimate precision manufacturing companies in the Springfield area alone have 250 current job openings, with demand projected to be 1,500 workers in the next 3 to 5 years. Precision manufacturers make parts, equipment, and machinery used in highly demanding fields including medicine, aerospace, and the military. Desperate for skilled workers, a group of industry leaders in the Pioneer Valley came up with the idea for the training program that will utilize existing vocational high schools, community colleges, and universities to train people to meet the employer's specific needs. They lobbied legislators for funding for the demonstration program. The money was put into the fiscal 2013 budget, according to Senator Kandaris, who is chair of the legislature's Joint Committee on Economic Development.
One of the things that we look for when we're funding projects like this is we're looking for people who are ready to go. This was a public-private partnership. They have very specific details about how they're going to accomplish this.
Eric Hagopian, president of Hoppy Technologies in Chicopee, where the program was announced Monday, called it an epic change in job training.
The small companies can afford to have an apprentice-style program by working together in collaboration with the government, and we may need to consider expanding it at some point. The industry needs are there.
William Ward, president of the Regional Employment Board of Hamden County, which will administer the program, said it will recruit the unemployed and underemployed with a special focus on recently returned military veterans.
Maybe get them into some initial orientation courses, you know, help them understand the industry, help them develop the soft skills and support services they need. I think we all know that a number of our veterans coming back, it's very difficult for them to re-enter and to reorient.
Kimberly Babin, Director of Veterans Services for the City of Chicopee, said the technical training provided now in the military makes veterans ideal candidates for jobs in precision manufacturing.
We're talking about the aircraft mechanics and the sheet metal shops and the engineers, and I mean, there's so many AFSCs. It's a huge database that the civilian companies and organizations can tap into, because the training that we receive on the military side absolutely would be beneficial to any company that would be willing to hire a veteran.
A broad economic development bill approved last month by the Massachusetts legislature included $5 million for job training programs throughout the state. Employers in a number of fields cite difficulties in finding skilled workers. Reporting from Chicopee, I'm Paul Tuthill, WAMC News.